Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Welcome, welcome to Shiny Radio, New York City, where we're always talking about everything. This is the Get Your Business Right show with Michael Muse. You know who I am, Mr. Broadcastpreneur, the fearless coach. Because overcoming your fears is not an option. The Get Your Business Right show, we're all about putting you in the right environment with the right people and making the right power moves. I'm excited because I just want to share heart to heart. It's just inspiration today. I just want you to know, in your pursuit of achieving the things that are in your mind, that are in your heart, and as your imagination flows, and as we deal with this thing called life, I want you to know that as you put your mindset together in a constructive way that helps you to avoid distractions. That's right, distractions. Because our most important organ, we have to protect our mind. Even the Bible says that we need to renew our mind every day. It's crucial to renew it every day. So as adversity comes, as when tragedy strikes, you're able to make decisions that are to benefit you and not to harm you. We know one thing for sure. It is so easy to get in trouble. But boy, I tell you, it takes so much to get out of it. I just want to share a few points that can help propel your mindset to get into a position of power. Yes, we all want power, like power, and we use power. And I say the first step with our mindset is making sure we start our day off with meditation and journaling. It's so crucial to start our day when we hear the birds chirp and we can hear the light rustling of the wind to put that pen to paper. There's no better action than putting pen to paper. People always talk about, I've always heard people talk about who were thinking about becoming an author. I'm here to let you know. Stop the excuses. It's all about putting pen to paper. They say, how do you start? One word at a time. But it's all about that routine. And if you notice, every successful venture organization, they have a system in place. When you look at the military, they have a 12-week boot camp to condition the body and mind. So just imagine, if you spend 12 weeks in a boot camp to condition your body and mind to be part of the military, and to protect your country, how much more so should you be prepared to take on the things of this life that we live in, in order to live the life you dreamed of, to live a life that has purpose? Because we know when you live a life of purpose, we know the one word that's going to always be close behind. Pain will be somewhere in the room. May not be today. May not be tomorrow. may not be next week, might not even be this year. But when you are about your purpose, pain will show its face. It's critical that you think about such things now. It's critical to be on the offensive and defensive. It's critical to move in a way that you don't see other people move. I guarantee you, if you're doing things with your life and it looks like what other people are doing, sounds like what other people are doing, you're doing the wrong thing. Because the path of greatness is a long, narrow road that few travel. We've always heard the phrase, it's lonely at the top. As a child, I always wondered, I would hear that phrase being said. But as you ascend your mindset to think higher and to take on new challenges and be accountable for all your actions, you'll see we get to a place that few people can get to. God has endowed each and every one of us with greatness. But it's up to us individually to put ourselves in a position to live it out. It's up to us to not squander our most valuable resource, which is time. Time isn't promised from anyone. We don't know the day. We don't know the hour. But the one thing we do know, one day, our time will be up. So I want you, as you think about your mindset and putting yourself in position to take advantage of every good thing, take advantage of making sure you're adding value to all the relationships that you have and grow new relationships. I'm a firm believer if you want to succeed in this times as of now, you have to be a hybrid. You have to know how to be an introvert and be an extrovert. You have to be able to know how to master your emotions. You have to be a master of loving people. But you also have to be a master of staying on your path for greatness, which requires discipline and consistency and being persistent, even even when you don't feel like it. So I just want to tell you that today is your day. And as you listen to this, just jot some things down on paper for yourself and write some things down on how you can make today a better day. I guarantee you, you'll be happy by the end of the day. Because you have to have a plan, you have to have a system, and you have to have great people around you. You already know who I am. God loves you. I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. This is the Get Your Business Right Show with Michael Muse, Mr. Broadcastpreneur, on the Get Your Business Right Show on Bashani Radio, where we always talk about everything.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.